somewhere in my battered old memory, there is a game, or was a game, or several games, which were called Hot Potato. And I have totally forgotten what the hell it referred to. But it wasn't like other games, because the point was, what you have is a hot potato in your hands. What do you got to do with it? You know, throw it to the other person and so forth. That's why I don't remember. I guess different games had different rules, but it was different from games where you had standing rules. They would just say hot potato, and you would have to decide what to do with that potato. It keeps occurring to me when we Bugsers do our, quote, debating, unquote. Hot potato is what we handle. That's what we do. We hand them a hot potato, like white genocide. And this they want to get rid of it. I still don't know what that congressman who asked the FBI director about white genocide. I think he was just trying to show how extreme it was or something, but he had no comments. He just said, do you know about it? And the FBI director said no. And the congressman, he was a mulatto congressman who was from Texas, and he just brought it up to show that Clinton was not the only bad girl on the internet. But again, the words are out there. Now, my position is, if the other side is thrown off balance or is uncomfortable, you do not try to give them a leg up or a prop or an answer. You don't want to make, you're not there to make yourself look smart. You're handing them a hot potato they can't handle. They are out to do away with white people. This is called white genocide. Okay, now the person standing there with his hot potato in his hands has got to handle it. And if you become reasonable or nice or try to look good or whatever, all you're doing is taking the hot potato away. Now, can you imagine without Bugs's input how incredibly boring this white, any white exchange would be? We're the only thing new in 30, 40 years that have come here. And the SPLC quotes me at length, calls me a legend, because I have made their lives at least a bit more bearable. All the stuff about the poor, poor baby Indian boys and girls and so forth. I mean, it's just tiresome. So when they quote the whole mantra, the whole thing, it is handling that, showing that hot potato. You know, this hurts. And they're warning their people, because otherwise they're not going to get any attention. But they're saying, now this is dangerous stuff. This is not easily handled. And the last thing you want to do when you got the enemy, say, this is a hot potato, it's hot to handle, is to look good by explaining it. Damn it, you threw that hot potato in the head. They threw their hot potato in their own hands. Just let them try to deal with it. I love to watch it. And in fact, it makes their lives a good deal more bearable too, I think. Hot potatoes, the game we're playing. We are making them responsible for what they say. That's about it. And when you pull off all the glitter, what they are saying is the final solution to the white problem is to the race problem is the final solution to the white problem. Period. Do not try to bring their dancing around with that hot potato. Do not try to settle it for them. Don't try to look smart. Toss them a damn potato and watch them dance.